producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, without further ado, Janet has called and said she is on kind of a limited, I don't know if it's a lunch break or what, so I'm not even going to mess around. I'm just going to welcome Janet to the program and put her on right this very moment. Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Joy. I'm going to give you a real quick statement about what's going on. I'm having trouble. I have a brother who is on dialysis and a diabetic. He's in his 60s. I'm his older sister. And it seems like he's been making poor decisions that got him to this point. I'm talking about the dialysis part. Now he's had surgery and part of his foot was removed, and I don't know how to help him. I don't know if he's not understanding things or if he's always been like this. He's lived alone all his life. He's taken care of his own business. He worked up until about 2-3 years ago. And then because of the diabetes and the dialysis and everything, it got overwhelming for him to work and try to do all
sure.
this stuff in
yeah.
between.
Give me an example of a poor decision that you think he's making.
Well, he's been in the hospital about three times. This last time they found him unconscious in his apartment. Whether he had mixed up his medicines, something was not going right for a while. Even by talking to him on the telephone, he would at times say that I was stalking him, that I was checking in too much for him, that he's a grown man, I'm not his mother. I said, okay, I understand all that, but you know, something, you have to get something in place so that that your health will stay as good as it can be because of all these problems you have. And I don't understand. He doesn't want to stay well.
I think that's, it's interesting that you should follow sort of a discussion we just had, or at least I suppose it wasn't a discussion, it was a question that somebody asked me about suicide. Janet, I think do you live close enough to see him face to face?
Yes, I'm about 45 minutes away.
Okay,
not every day, actually.
You don't have to see him every day, but I think this is a face-to-face discussion of sitting him down and saying, look, you're my brother. I'm your big sis. I'm used to taking care of you. I know you're an independent man, but, I need to know a couple things from you, brother. Number one, I guess I need to know whether you want to live or die. And that's going to be a really hard, and it's perfectly okay to say, look, this is a really hard question for me to ask. I'm sure it's hard for you to hear and it's hard for you to answer. But that would seem to me to be the 800-pound gorilla. We need to ask that because dialysis is awful. I mean, it really is. It's life-saving. But I've known a bunch of people on dialysis, and it is really, it's life-saving, but it's not life-enhancing. I mean, it's a tough thing to do. And is he eligible for a transplant or not? Is he on the list any place?
He was put on the list, and he was taken off because of the physical problems he was
having.
Okay,
so he's really not eligible at this moment. So what he's saying is how much longer can I tolerate dialysis? And that's really his question. And I think it will help you to at least, as you say, to understand. It may help him. Let me just back off and give you kind of an example. A bunch of years ago, my mother, through one of my idiot siblings, underwent a surgery she never should have undertaken. It was just, at any rate. And she went into cardiac arrest and all the kind of things that happened. So she was being essentially, she was on life support. She was being given essentially last rites. And all of us came because it seemed like mom was in fact going to die. And I'm her oldest, and I'm probably the one, because I've known her, I suppose, the longest, and she and I have always been very close. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was on life support, she had an oxygen, and they had her strapped down because she kept trying to take the cannula out of her nose. And so at 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up in a cold sweat and realized that I'm claustrophobic, mom's claustrophobic, and I thought, if somebody straps me down, I'm out of here. I'm not playing anymore.
Sure.
And so I went over to the hospital at 6 o'clock, as soon as they would let me in, and I undid mom's tethers, her straps, her restraints. And I said, Mom, and she was in a semi-conscious state. I said, Mom, do you want to die? And I'm probably the only one of her children who would say that. And I'm sure my brothers and sisters would be appalled. And she said, no. And I said, well, Mom, you can't breathe on your own right now. So I will sit here with you, and I will keep your restraints off, but you can't pull the cannula out of your nose. You will die. And about every 5 minutes, I had to do this again. And because if she at that moment, if she was still restrained, I'd argue that whether it was conscious or unconscious, she didn't want to play anymore. She was out of here. And as soon as we did that, or as soon as I did that, her blood pressure went down, her heart rate went down, her oxygenation went up. And it's a great end to the story in that she's wandered around and she's perfectly fine and she's great right now. But the point being that by sort of saying to her, Mom, do you want to die? She had to actually decide that she was going to live or die and what that meant. And by you saying to your brother, I need to know whether you're done. Because if you're done, then we need to talk about what steps you take and what I can do to help you or whether I need to opt out, but at least help me to understand. That's the bottom line at this moment. He is on dialysis. He's not a young man. He's not eligible for a transplant, which means literally, for the rest of his life, he's going to be on dialysis. And you need to know from him, and he needs to confront the question itself, do I want to live or do I want to die? Because if he doesn't want to live anymore, then maybe he stops doing dialysis, maybe we talk about hospice. There are a whole bunch of steps that follow from that decision. If he does want to live, or if he wants to live for a while, or he wants to live to a certain point, or he wants to live until this happens. I mean, so you can see once he makes that decision, once he looks at that very scary but crucial question, do I stay or do I go? Then you can help him do whatever he wants to do, or you can decide that I can't morally help him do what he wants to do, but I can bring him chicken soup, or I can whatever. But at this moment, the reason it feels so scary to you and so scary to him is because he is dabbling in suicide without really deciding that this is what I'm going to do or not do. And you don't want to do that. It's too dangerous. That he needs to, and you're the one, because you're the one who's calling me, it sounds like you're the one who has some impact in his life, to say yes or no. Do you want to stay and fight this? Are you done? Because it dictates a completely different set of behaviors, not only from you, but from him. And as you say, if you're looking for understanding, this is not your decision to make, but it's your decision to understand, and there's been no decision. He hasn't made it, so he can't communicate it to you. And by looking at, in the same way I said to my mom, she was going to pull the damn thing out, because she wasn't looking at, do you want to live or do you want to die? And once she looked at that, then we knew what to do. Until the two of you, and it's a hard decision, it's a hard question to ask, it's a hard question to hear, it's a hard question to answer, but it is the question, because until it's answered, you don't know what you're doing. You're both of you are flailing around in a twilight zone that's dangerous, scary, anxiety-provoking, unpleasant, And all sorts of, I could probably come up with some more adjectives, but you get the point. So I think what I would do is go over, hopefully in the next 24 hours, and sit with him and say, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm your sister. I'm here to help you do whatever it is you want to do. But it seems to me we really need to look at the question, do you want to live or do you want to die? And once you decide that, I will do what I can to facilitate whatever you decide. But it seems...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's all right.
He's said to me that I'm trying to live for him because I've made decisions for him that were safe, that he wouldn't stay in his apartment, that he would need to go into an assisted living place so that they could help him monitor his medicine. My concern was that he was not thinking clearly at the time that this last episode happened.
I hear, honey. I'm going to put you on hold. But here, you can see how that still goes back to the question, do I want to live or do I want to die? Think about it for a minute. I'll come right back to you, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Janet, who's going through a really tough time that many of us have to endure, where we've got someone that we love who's got a life-threatening illness. And they're kind of cavalier about it. And Janet's a big sister, so she's used to taking care of her brother, and he's accused her of sort of trying to run his life because she's saying, okay, you have to do this and have to do that. And I'm saying, yeah, Janet, you know, he's doing a little acting out. He's making you responsible because the two of you haven't really looked at the unspoken question, which is, do you want to live or do you want to die? Because the bottom line is, as long as you don't look at that, no matter what you do, he's going to rail against you. And you're going to feel that, you know, no matter what you do, it's not okay. But if you save him, he's mad.
Dr. Joy, I'm sorry. I know I'm cutting you off. But I want to tell you something, though. In a roundabout way, I have asked him that.
There's no, honey, there's no roundabout way of doing it.
I said, do you want to be, do you want to stay healthy and go on living?
No. Those are two separate questions. He's not going to stay healthy. There is no way in hell he's going to stay healthy. He's on dialysis. He has diabetes. He's had an amputation. There is no way he's going to...
As good as
he can. Janet, honey, listen to me. For just a minute.
Yeah.
Be Roman. Realize that there is no way out. That three times a week, you have to be hooked up to a machine. And that machine it's not going to work forever. That you're going to continue to feel crummy. You're going to have headaches. You're going to be prone to depression. You're going to be dependent on a machine. You may lose other limbs. You're never going to be really healthy again. So staying healthy is a misnomer in his particular vernacular. What you're saying, honey, look, from your point of view, you love your brother. You figure a Roman on dialysis is better than no Roman at all. He may not feel that way. And until the two of you look at that really tough but crucial question, you don't know how to go, and he doesn't know how to go. Because it may be, my dear, there are three options, right? If you say, do you want to live or do you want to die? I mean, one, he can say, I don't know, but that's just finessing it. And you're not going to answer the question for him because it's not yours to answer. So one possibility is, Janet, I love you. I hate to leave you alone. I just can't do this anymore. And therefore, the two of you need to talk with his doctors about, you know, what the options are. He may say, you're right. You know, I've been a baby. I'm not very happy. You know, I hate the fact that I'll never really be healthy again. But you're right. There are things for me to do, and I want to do them. So, yes, I want to live, which dictates a whole different set of rules. The third may be, Janet, I don't know. You know, it's a really good question, and on some days I feel like I want to live, on some days I feel like I want to die, at which point you can then say, well, you know, are there landmarks you want to achieve? For example, do you want to get to your next birthday? Do you want, you know, are you willing to hang around as long as you can play poker? I mean, so those are the three options, right? I'm out of here. I'm done. Leave me alone. You're right. I want to stay around. I've never really looked at it, and I'm doing some acting out, which means that you have to come in and save me. And if you save me, then it's your fault because, you know, you're just trying to run my life. And if you don't save me, then you're going to feel guilty because you didn't save me. That's a crappy position for you to be in, Janet. Yes. And he's putting you there. And I know that, but until you look at that question, he'll continue to put you there. And the third is, you know, that I'm not sure I can do this for the next 5 years, but I can do it for the next year, or I'm willing to do it for the next 6 months, or let's go talk with somebody about whatever. I mean, so it's not a matter of hinting at the question. There is only that stark question, and you can't combine it with anything else. You can't combine it with, well, if you had fewer headaches, or you could do dialysis at home, or I mean, those are all interesting sidebars, subtopics, but they're not the question. And the question has to be starkly pulled out there and looked at unblushingly, unblinkingly. And until you do that, you're not going to know, and he's not going to know, and he's going to continue to act out, which puts you in a place that you're not going to sleep nights. No matter what you do, it's wrong. You don't want that position. And he probably hasn't put you there intentionally, but that's probably the role you've always had. You're the big sister.
Every time he went into the hospital, this last time, he was unconscious. He couldn't speak. They didn't even know if he'd live. And he, everything returned, and he's walking and talking. And he said, well, see, I work with technical equipment. I'm smart. I said, I never said you weren't smart. He says, there's everything is working again.
All right, but so then ask him the question, and if the answer is I want to live, then he has to stop doing this cockamamie unconscious crap.
Hey, but
and we need to figure out why what he's doing. Pardon?
He lives alone, and there's no one there. When
Janet, my dear, I know that. You know that. He knows that. You still have to look at the question. Because if the question is, I want to live, then you need to say, all right, well, how did you end up unconscious? Wouldn't you, I mean, and there may be that he wants to continue living alone because that's really important to him. So you need a monitor. You need somebody who calls you, and you can hire somebody who calls him every hour on the hour. You can have somebody who calls him every 2 hours.
That. I've tried that.
Janet. It doesn't make any difference what you try until we answer that question. I can't say any more clearly. You're looking with the peripheries without looking at the basic question. There will be no good answer on the peripheries until you answer the question. You can't do anything until we know whether he wants to live or die.
Yeah.
Okay, not what you want for him.
And I've even offered my kidney.
I wouldn't
take it.
Did you ever? Is it a good match or not?
I couldn't. It's not. That's the whole trouble. But he said, see, you couldn't help anyway.
Well, but that's a different. But Janet, I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm never going to say it again because you're not hearing it, and everybody else is going to be bored silly.
Okay.
You have to ask the question.
I got it. I'm going to.
All right, and know that I'm here. For either of you, but and it's going to be a scary question, and you're going to think about sort of finessing it, and you're going to think about prettying it up and adding. Don't do it. You need me on your shoulders saying, just ask the damn question.
Okay. Get an answer.
Yeah, and once you get the answer, you can call me back if you want, because everything comes from that answer, and until you have that answer, everything's going to feel chaotic.
I got
and
it.
Wrong. All righty.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How may I help you?
I would like to talk about one of my children. He is 18. He's graduating from high school this June.
Okay.
And he just... I feel like he's on the edge of a nervous breakdown, and I don't know if I should get him some help. His dad and I talked to him. He just feels like he doesn't know his future, and he's not smart, and he doesn't have friends. And I just tell him I think it's all very normal, and he does have a plan. He's going to go to community college in the fall and go to university from there. But I just don't seem to know what to say to just calm him down and relax.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Four.
And which number is
third?
Okay. Has he had anxiety or depression issues in the past?
He's always a glass half empty type.
Yeah.
Where I
yeah.
think sometimes he likes that. He likes the attention.
Sure.
He has two big brothers who are very outgoing and popular, and this one's just always been my quiet one, and he's known as the quiet kid.
And who's is the youngest the boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay. What's he good at?
He's good at art. He's good at playing the piano. He's in aviation. He's going to go into aviation for a career. And I said, honey, you're really lucky that you know what you want to do. You know, you're a step ahead of a lot of people.
Well, I mean, I think what you're doing is understandable, but probably not helpful. Remember when your mother would say, you'd say, no guy will ever love me and I'll be alone my whole life.
Right.
And your mother would say, but honey, you have such a nice personality. And what you wanted to do was a combination of throw up and slug your mother. Mm-hmm. So it's not that what you're doing is wrong. It's just that it's not going to have much of an effect on him. I'd say to him, well, you know, tell me what I can do to help. And I guarantee you what he's going to say is, I don't know. But this is a kid who, to a certain extent, is going to be manipulative because he's not happy and because, as you point out, he gets a fair amount of secondary reinforcement from being unhappy, from mm-hmm. sort of complaining. So, he's okay in high school now, right? He's mm-hmm. about to graduate. Mm-hmm. How are his grades?
They're decent, but you know, he's just below a 3-point.
So school is not really a source of fun for him.
No, not at all.
So what does he do for fun? I mean, you said aviation is something he's interested in. Is he taking flying lessons?
Well, he's just a little bit of a loner, but he spends a lot of time looking at magazines and looking online, and you know, that's his hobby.
Well, that's not very helpful. We need him around people.
Right.
What,
exactly.
Are you anywhere near an airport? Could he take flying lessons?
We did that a couple years ago, and he just wasn't ready.
Well, but that's a couple years ago. Maybe he's ready now. Listen, I don't think it's your job to find out something for him to do because it won't work. He'll just reject it out of hand. But I think it is your job to a certain extent to say, look, let's find something to do. We've got essentially 6 months before you graduate. Then you've got the summer. And maybe community college makes some sense for you. Maybe it doesn't. But maybe you need to be tutoring kids, or maybe you need to be taking watercolor course, or maybe you need to be taking a culinary course. I think that it's important to get him, because once school's over for him, I think that's both going to be the scary stuff and the good news. I mean, it sounds like school has never been much fun for him, so good for him for finishing it. But it's also been the structure. And once it's over, there's going to be a combination of relief and terror, which is not very palatable, especially for an 18-year-old who's not very social. So I think it's really important in the next 6 months to find the transition. You know, if we view him as a guy in a trapeze, and he's dealing with a trapeze that he really doesn't like very much, but he doesn't see another trapeze coming his way, we need to get another trapeze coming his way.
Right.
So that there is another platform, literally, for him to fly to. So I think I would sit down with him over the weekend and say, all right, let's figure out, you know, magic wand, what thing would make you happy? Would you like to do some tutoring? Would you like to work with animals? Would you like to travel? Would you like to take flying courses? And he's going to say, look, all right, I've now come up with a bunch of suggestions. Sit down and tell me, and I'll give you a dollar for every suggestion. I mean, you may have to bribe him, and he may think that's hilarious, but he's going to play passive aggressive games with you otherwise. He's going to say, you know, well, you know, it's easy for you to say, or, yeah, you're just trying to compare me to Brad, or, you know, I mean, he's going to give you a hard time.
Okay.
But the point is, he needs to be making some sense of what's the next step for him.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And again, I think, and the easiest way to do it is say, you know, I'll give you a buck for each suggestion you come up with, and that should get his attention.
Right.
And hopefully he
has a job.
Yeah. He does or does not have a job?
No, he does have a job.
What's his job?
He works in a movie theater. Big one.
Is that, I mean, that sounds like, does he love movies?
He does. But you know, the funny thing is, outside of school, he's social. It's just in the school environment.
Well, I mean, but that's, you know, that's basically, he doesn't want to deal with peers, with people in another environment. There are people who are probably older or younger.
And I think people that have known him just as being the quiet kid for, you know, 16 years.
Well, I mean, one of the things you may want to do is think about, I mean, there are two ways of going about this. One is to get him involved in some volunteer activity and just make that a requirement. Just saying,
right,
look,
okay.
And you can pick the group, but, you know, you have to spend 3 hours a week doing something for somebody else. And that can be enormously helpful because there's all of a sudden the sense that somebody really values you. I mean, it's great that he has a job, but doesn't seem in and of itself that it's very helpful and certainly not necessarily going to lead to anything particularly productive.
Right.
But volunteer activity. And because that really does give the sense that, you know, that we're valuable in and of ourselves.
Okay.
And the other thing that you can do is, although it's a little harder to do with an 18-year-old, it's easier to do with about a 12-year-old, of saying, look, you have to make a friend. You need to make at least one friend. And the thing that everybody chooses to make is the most popular kid in the class, which, of course, is doomed to failure because the most popular kid in the class doesn't need friends. They've got friends.
Right.
So you pick the person who looks even more unhappy than you are and befriend them, with the only deal being that once you learn about friendship, which is just to be the kind of person that you want to be around, whether it means telling jokes or making eye contact or being generous or sharing stuff, that you don't dump that person. Because friendship, some people are, it's like a backhand. Some people are really good at it and some people aren't. But those who aren't can learn. And it's a really important thing for him to learn. And right now, it sounds to me, school has never been his thing. But the good news about that is that's about to end. And he doesn't have to go to community college, as far as I'm concerned. He may be one of those people who should travel. It may be he needs to take flying lessons. It may mean that he needs to teach little old ladies how to program their computers, or kids in shelters how to draw, or to be at the VA hospital and be helping people write letters home. I mean, there are a gob of things to do in this world that will make him feel good about himself. And it's, I think, as parents, our job is to make sure our kids find it. We can't necessarily find it for them, because anything we find, they're just going to reject. Well, I don't want to do that, or that's really dumb. So bribe him.
Okay,
give it a try. You're absolutely welcome, and I'm here if you need some help. And if he gets really obnoxious, you can send him to me, and I'll be the bad guy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. Yeah, you hear that the theme here with this hour, again, we sort of wander into themes inadvertently sometimes, which is, you can't make decisions for other people. You can't make life decisions for other people. And sometimes we try to, because we're the big sister, we're the parent, we're the, you know, the caretaker or whatever. But people have to make their own decisions. And what we need to do is make sure that they're not in it. They're making decisions by not making decisions, because that's a careless way to run your life and ask for tragedy and chaos. So to just say to somebody, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me what I can do to help. And I guarantee you have to be willing to hear someone say, I don't know. At which point you can say, well, let me know as soon as you know. Or I'll give you a dollar for every situation you can come up with. Or, well, let's just sit here till you do. But don't be sucked in to making the decision, because it's really easy to be negative about somebody else's decision. Making decisions about our own life is what's difficult, but also what defines us, how our lives work, how it becomes meaningful. I guess both this hour and last hour, sort of saying to somebody, you want to live or do you want to die? I know, hard questions to ask, but they are the crucial questions. And if you're not asking the crucial questions, you ain't getting the crucial answers. You don't have the answers, you don't know what to do next. You don't, or I don't, or anybody else doesn't. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, let's finish up sledding, and then maybe we should do an email. What do you think?
That sounds like a good plan.
It's a plan, Stan. All right.
I've got just the one more comment from the sledding topic. Amy says, nonsense. There's no way to ban all the ways for 11-year-old boys to be stupid. At least they are outside.
Or their mothers. That would be me.
Then she finishes up. She says, at least they are outside instead of in front of TVs and computers.
Yeah. Well, and I think just posting things saying, you know, proceed at your own risk. I mean, to a certain extent, I think one of the plans is that they would put up sledding areas in certain areas. And the issue... I mean, the issue is twofold. First of all, sleds, in theory, I mean, as I said, when I went tubing, which is really fun. I love tubing. But, you know, I'm sort of klutzy. And it's a ski slope, and it's icy, and you have the inner tube. And apparently you're not supposed to get in it until you're actually, till they give you a shove. And I just sort of got to the top and sort of thought, okay, get in it now. So, you know, when you're ready. And I just, it was like I was bowling. I knocked over like five people who were not thrilled with me. And, you know, I wasn't something I was doing on purpose. But an inner tube that's empty is relatively harmless. An inner tube with a 100-and-some-pound woman in it is not so harmless anymore. All right, let's go to harmless emails that'll keep me out of trouble.
Well, we have an email from Paul from Colorado. He just asked the question, Dr. Joy, is it possible that some problems are unsolvable, that something like suicide is the most humane solution to the sufferer, not to those who care for he or she?
All right. Well, you're asking a number of questions there, so let's sort them out one at a time. First of all, are there problems that don't have solutions? Well, there are problems that have different perspectives, and I think the idea is to at least, part of the program is to offer at least alternatives, because I think we can get locked in sometimes to the notion that there's only one answer and we're trapped, and that only one answer and trapped, I think, makes us anxious and makes us feel victimized and is not very helpful. So just being able to see alternatives, seeing that there's something different. The problem about suicide is, as I've said before, is it tends to be a permanent solution to a temporary problem, which isn't exactly what you want. And most people who are feeling suicidal are having a difficult time making decisions. Do I get up in the morning? Do I get out of bed? They can't decide whether to have Cheerios or Raisin Bran. And that's not a time where you want to decide on something that gives you no second option. Then I think that the third question is suicide ever a viable or an appropriate, maybe as well as anything else, option? And I would argue that probably it is. Again, from a legal standpoint, not a religious standpoint, that there are certainly people who feel very strongly, including the Catholic Church, that suicide is truly a mortal sin, that God gives you life and God is the only one who can take your life away from you. But, you know, and I think if somebody, it's very interesting to me that if somebody has chronic intractable pain, that they have cancer, let's say, and it's a particularly virulent, unpleasant cancer, and they feel that they're going to be draining familial resources in terms of finances and emotions and time, that it's going to be an undignified end for them, that they're not going to be the person that they were. Most of us can say, well, yeah, we get it. You know, we get it. On the other hand, if somebody is in psychological pain, we tend to be much less supportive of that. Yeah, it's one of those things. And then this country, it turns out statistically, really does believe in assisted suicide. That it's that it should be legal. That and in some countries it is. I think Anselm mentioned Holland, and I think that the Netherlands is one of the countries where assisted suicide is legal. The idea being that at some point you can opt out. That you know that there is no quality of life anymore. That I can't speak or that I'm blind. It's interesting that we're willing to do that for our animals, right? That an awful lot of people are willing to make the very difficult decision of taking an animal and putting it literally out of its misery, with the idea being that I am a caretaker, that my contract with my pet is that I will keep the pet healthy and happy and safe. And when I can no longer do that, and the animal is suffering as much as I care about that animal, then I'm going to opt to not force that animal to continue to live. Yeah, you know, I think it's such an individual kind of choice. And as I said, when I was in medical school, there were a bunch of us who sort of got together. And because, you know, in medical school, you're subjected to all the awful things that can happen to your body. And so there were a bunch of us who got together and said, okay, we have a pact that if any of us are ever in trouble, that we'll assist one another. I've actually lost track, I think, of probably all of those people because I don't practice medicine. And they probably lost track of each other as well. But it was one of those things. And the book, remember, No Exit? that came out a number of years ago that basically taught you how to do a painless suicide. It's an important issue, I think, as human beings that we sort of tackle on our own. I have a do not resuscitate. I have a living will that says if I get to the point where I am no longer able to function, that I don't want to be resuscitated. My daughter's known since she was very young, because she is presumably the person who would be around when it would be an issue, that I don't want to be kept alive by artificial means. Although I did have the notion every once in a while when I was in medical school that they would be one cadaver short and say, "Brown, on the table." Didn't happen, mercifully enough. But, I think it's such an individual thing. My guess is, because we are speaking, it turns out, quite sort of inadvertently about the law and rules and options today, that my guess is that the United States will tackle it, especially as the population is aging as it currently is, and that we can keep people alive artificially for longer and longer. And the question is quality of life, and where are we willing to draw the line, not only for ourselves but for our loved ones? And are we going to make it illegal? Because let me be honest with you, that assisted suicide is probably as old as human pain. It's kept under the covers. It's kept under wraps. And there are doctors who are known to be helpful and ones that are not. I think these are important issues for us to deal with as a society, as people who are alive on the planet right now, and as individuals, and for people who are around you to know what your feelings are about it. My particular thing is that there are situations in which you can understand. You may or may not condone, you may not accept, but you can understand why someone would opt out. The problem as a psychologist, as I said, is quite often the solution is permanent and the situation is temporary, and that's something you really don't want to get yourself involved in. You don't want a solution that is irrevocable in a situation that it can change. So 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.